Yeah, I guess that is good. I made chili last night.
How you feeling? Was it good chili?
It was
Texas style.
What do you mean Texas style?
I don't know.
Did you? Is it made from the meat of an executed retarded man?
No, I used ground beef and then like beef round cubes as well.
The cubes is where it's at. I don't fuck with the ground beef.
You need other. You can't just go all cube.
I like all cube.
Nah, I get some filler meat in there.
I don't like when it breaks down too much and it just gets like, you know what I mean? Like the pieces of the ground beef get too small.
If
you can keep them together in a nice chunk of ground beef.
That's why sometimes sausage instead of ground beef for that purpose.
Yes.
It stays together better. It's more flavorful.
You take the casing off the sausage, then break it up and put it in the chili.
And you wrap it around your cock.
Oof.
And it looks, she's got a nice sheen to it. You got a nice meaty sheen to your cock if it's encased in...
Sausage tubing.
Yeah, and then you fuck.
Put some tubing on your tube.
Tube on the tube, baby.
That's right, brother.
Did you put corn in your chili?
Sometimes. I didn't this time, though. No, just kidney beans.
You
and
have
black
a crock
beans.
Pot?
Nope.
How'd you do it? On the stove?
Yeah, you fry up the beef with some onions and garlic.
That's right, bitch.
It's nice.
And then you, you get the... I use half a pint of some kind of Mexican stout and then coffee as a base.
Oh, look at this motherfucker. Ooh.
Tomato sauce.
The stout and
tomato
coffee.
Paste?
That's a hard dick move.
And then you, a little bit of liquid smoke in there.
Nicholas.
Garlic and onion powder, cumin.
Nicholas,
powder.
You little motherfucker. That sounds delectable.
Yeah. You got some of that in the fridge?
Cayenne. Yeah, I do. I mean,
leftovers.
You can only make way too much chili.
Yeah, there's no way you can never. You have to throw chili away at the end of it, or you didn't make enough.
Yeah. Yeah, a little
chili.
Bit of oregano in there, and then
you use broth.
No broth.
You don't use broth.
No broth. Yeah,
I like to throw a little broth in there.
No. Chicken.
Chicken. It depends.
Beef.
Beef to when I'm making a pork.
Uh-huh.
Last snow when I made a fucking... I roasted a whole damn pork shoulder back in my pork shoulder days, which are over now, by the way. Officially, my pork shoulder days are behind me.
Yeah.
But I made a pork shoulder chili, and it was good as fuck. It was so goddamn good. But I was sickish. I came to realize I get sick every time I eat pork shoulder. Every single time. And I think it's not good for me. It hurts me.
What kind of sick?
Like, I ate too much of the skin, and I would get... My stomach would hurt. I'd eat too much meat. I can't help myself. When I got a whole shoulder, what am I going to stop? Literally, yes. I would get the meat sweats, and then my stomach would hurt from too much.
Now, anytime I get a fucking ham, I think in my head, I'm like, a ham, that's like 3 days worth of meat, but...
It's way more than that.
Well, I try to do it in 3 days.
For the protein.
No, because ham tastes good.
Yeah, dude.
You fry it. It's all fat.
It's all salt.
Yeah, it's all salt and fat.
Great to be back.
You know what? It's not. It isn't. The weather's shit.
Yeah, it sucks.
I thought it was fine. We were finally out of blizzard season, but here we are again.
And it wasn't even the cool one where it's like you wake up and you're snowed in and it kind of feels nice. And you're fuck it. I can't do anything.
Nasty.
It's like it was bad. Like if it was bad, we just wouldn't have done an episode. We just would have been like, fuck it. We do it tomorrow or some shit. We just snow in.
I don't know. I don't think that would have been chill.
That would have been fun.
To be late.
Just not do the show.
Oh, you've forgotten to upload it for like a day or two. Who cares? This time it'd be a snow day.
Yeah.
People understand a snow day.
I can't actually do it tomorrow.
Why?
I got jury summons.
Really?
Yeah.
I
don't know what I'm going to do.
Wait, do you mean you're on trial for sucking a boy's dick?
Tell them about Cumtown? How am I going
to
get out of it?
Yeah, tell them you have to do a podcast. Your Honor.
Is it, where are you reporting?
Kings County.
Oh,
Yeah. I got to call at 5 today. See if I actually have to go.
Yeah, because if it's civil and not criminal, those are really easy to get out of.
Really?
Yeah.
What do I don't you know do? What to tell
what do you
them.
Do, well, it's because nobody wants to. I mean, I had to go, and it's like it was all just.
That's where you saw that PlayStation guy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The guy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like okay, well, this is going to be a an 8-week trial.
Oh.
And it's about like a company that installs ventilation. Their truck backed into like
my God.
The front of a retail store and clipped the sign. So it's like I don't care about any of the people involved. Right, it sounds like some bullshit. I mean, it is. It's just like some bullshit, you know, dispute between like companies that own way too much real estate.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, it's civil court.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Nobody, they don't find, like, first of all, like, fuck the attorneys for not just getting like a bench trial or whatever. I don't know why those need to be decided by juries.
Who don't know about.
Yeah, well, that's why it has to be
complex,
like
complex business.
It has to be such
litigation.
A long trial, is because they have to spend like 3 weeks being like, "Well, the thing about Vince is
explaining it to retards."
Your Honor, I could never. My dick got caught in a fan once, so I can't. I have to recuse myself. That's what I would say.
Can I tell him I'm just too sad to be on a jury?
A fan of the show?
Yeah, actually, yeah, a couple times. DM me, by the way. It's still true what the doctor said about
have
pussy
you smashed
juice.
Since the tooth?
I have not. I've been in a little funk. Not only
sex
because of
funk?
The tooth, but I've just kind of gotten depressed and I haven't tried to fuck.
Yeah.
So I have not, but I'm looking forward to eating pussy toothless.
It is really fun. I mean, I'm sure everyone's telling you this, but this is the first time I've seen
Yeah.
You look very funny.
Thanks, man. Yeah. I like the look. I have the flipper. I should be have it in, but I'm amongst friends.
Yeah. You know? You can be yourself.
Why put the flipper in?
You'd be naked around us.
Yeah. I got my titties out for you boys.
I haven't shaved in a couple days. I might go beard again.
Uh-oh, beard mowing.
Yeah.
For the spring, you're switching it up.
Yeah. Well, as long as winter's staying.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah, you stopped doing the gay mustache.
What gay mustache?
The little thin gay mustache. You got a normal mustache.
No, that's actually very masculine.
No, it's incredibly gay.
Gary Cooper.
No. It's funny.
Stanley Tucci. A lot of very...
Stanley Tucci's gay as hell.
No, he's not.
Yeah,
huh?
There's no way, dude. No way, Stanley.
John
Tucci.
Waters, the most famous pencil-thin mustache guy. Oh, you're right. He crushes.
He crushes.
It's all a front, being gay as hell, because he has so many paternity cases.
I used to... hook up with a girl that really
had
wanted to fuck Stanley Tucci. That was like one of her celebrity crushes.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Because she likes weak men?
He actually is kind of jacked.
Is he?
He looks kind of weak.
Nah, I'm fucking around. I like Stanley Tucci.
Yeah. What is he? He's not Monk. Who's that guy?
No, that's...
Tony Shalhoub.
Shalhoub.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
Monk was also in Wings, correct? Didn't he play a guy in Wings? You ever watch Wings?
No, I never watched Wings.
I watched like 3 episodes when I was a child, but it had a real effect on me. Yeah.
What was it about? Pilots?
Yeah, it's like some small town airport or some shit.
Oh, that's cool.
It's kind of fun. I think Emilio Estevez was in it or some guy that looks like him.
Anyway. Man, I did Nikki Glaser's show yesterday.
Oh, how was it?
It was fun. I like going. Yeah. I like going to Sirius. Just because, like, you know, it makes you feel like...
You feel official. You feel like walking to Sirius.
They got that, like, $20,000 coffee maker.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like an espresso?
No, it's like a Starbucks machine. It's like a vending machine that just makes Starbucks drinks.
That's nice. Sick.
Not the one they had at CPXI, is it?
Yeah, same
shit. Oh, that one?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I thought it was... I was hoping something more fancy.
Is that still a company?
Child porn... Extreme International.
Yeah.
I think so.
Anyways, I'm at Nikki's show, and I guess they do like Sway in the Morning right next door.
Hell yeah. They do, yeah.
So, Forrest Whitaker and Adam, get your phone away from the cord for the mic. It's making a noise. Anyways, yeah, so it is. It makes like a click.
I know.
Forrest Whitaker and Omar from The Wire were both there. I was wearing that Andre's Steakhouse shirt, so
beautiful.
I couldn't go up to them and be like, can I get a picture with you guys?
That would be legendary if you got a picture.
To explain to them why I'm wearing or what
just
the shirt
tell them
is.
It's a real steakhouse.
Be like, you know how guys like you, you know,
tell them
of yours from the old neighborhood.
Tell them you were supporting a black-owned business, dude.
Yeah, this is
they probably would have liked you.
Where I'm in the Black History Month Legion of Skanks shirt.
Don't they have a slave for
Legion of
Black
Skanks?
History Month?
Well, they have a series of interns that they do not pay.
I think they made a black, like a black guy was wearing like a chain necklace or something.
Mm. Oh, that's a
I
good
think
bit.
That was like
that's smart.
That's a smart satire.
I love satire.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool, dude. You should have gone up anyway.
The middle school teacher in like Mississippi, they got fired.
Yeah, what happened?
She had an ironic podcast.
Yeah, she was doing satire, but that's the thing, man. It's like, the people that legitimately are doing satire get a bad rap because the people that aren't keep saying it's satire. And it's like, come on, man, just be racist.
Yeah. It's a good business model. Just go.
All of your contemporaries are just like, no, this isn't satire. We're racist. These are people you're friends with that, you know, that you talk to all the time. Just go ahead and do it. Stop fucking over the simple folk like me.
Exactly. Was she actually doing satire or was she racist?
She said she was doing satire.
She was definitely racist, though, right?
Probably.
I mean, I haven't looked into it at all, but I almost clicked on the link, and then underneath it, there was like another story about like a sexy teacher that fucked a kid. So I clicked on
that one.
She was hot, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're always hot.
She was particularly hot.
It's never some busted ass like
Mary Kay Letourneau was a piece of ass, dude.
A hot she piece hot. Of ace.
Yeah.
And then this particular picture, she was wearing a very small, like a bikini bottom, and you could see. Not pussy, but like a part of the surrounding pussy area that you normally see in a bikini. No, not lips, but just like regular skin. It is just skin, but it's like very close to the lips.
Side pussy fat.
Sure.
I don't think she should have been teaching a class dressed like that.
Yeah.
It's very inappropriate.
Yeah, it's never a hot. It's never like a. I mean, it's never an ugly. It's never like a Miss Trunchbull type.
No, it's like a 25-year-old, like just recent.
Big old titties. I would like it for
college grad.
I mean, I bet you sometimes. No, you know what? It probably is, but the kid's too embarrassed to admit he fucked her. Like, only the hot ones get out because they're like, yeah, I fucked her, dog. I get sucked up by the ugly teacher. You're not fucking bragging about
that
shit. Because
they talk too much,
Yeah, I guess that is how they get caught.
Yeah.
Somebody, loose lips.
Yep.
Sink ships.
Loose lips. Let little boys' dicks enter them.
Mm-hmm. That was cool that they were slut-shaming women into, you know.
Fucking children?
Yeah, they're saying if you're a whore, you're helping the Nazis. That's what that poster was.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Loose lips sink ships.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. We had a sex scandal at my high school my senior year. One of the gym coaches, he fucked his teaching assistant.
Oh, that doesn't count.
She was hot, yeah.
Teaching assistant?
No, she was a student.
Oh, wait.
She was assisting him.
She was a high school?
She was a high school student. Oh, okay. Yeah. She was 17.
How old was he?
He was like in his, you know, late 20s, early 30s. He was cool, dude.
Was he cool?
He was really cool.
Was he jacked?
No, he had like a cool goatee, though.
Cool goatee.
Yeah. He wore a lot of golf polos.
What happened to him?
Went to jail. Yeah.
Oh, goddamn, really?
Yeah, he went to jail, yeah.
You go to regular child molesting jail? You fuck a 17-year-old?
Yeah, for being cool. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not cool.
If they see you in a leather jacket, do they also arrest you?
It's like a regular prison, but all the rooms are connected by those, like, tubes from Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, dude. I can't go out today. I'm doing a solitary confinement in the ball pit.
Yeah.
I'm getting my nuts.
I got raped in the shoe rack.
Do you hear about this?
Put a hand in each shoe.
Yeah.
You know that rapper 6ix9ine?
Yes.
Tekashi? Mm-hmm. So like he raped a kid and
no, he didn't.
He did. He had sex with a 13-year-old girl.
I think, well, from what I heard, Shutt told me basically, so if this is wrong, blame Ryan Shutt.
Okay.
That his friend was fucking a child and he slapped her ass.
Oh, okay. So that doesn't count.
I mean, it's bad, but it is different than raping a kid. I mean, it's not good.
Yeah, but there's like all these videos of like gangbangers in different cities. Like, so I saw one from like these gangbangers in San Antonio that's like, yeah, like it's prison rules. Like, no child predators in our city. Like, we're gonna fucking kill you if you come over here to San Antonio.
Really? They'll kill him?
Yeah, they'll like rape him and kill him, I guess, but...
He is. I mean, that rainbow hair.
It's
in prison. You probably want to.
They
fuck
probably
him.
Can make him get a haircut.
You think so? Yeah.
Cut your damn hair, boy. Yeah.
Do they make you get a haircut in prison?
No, I think that's the military.
Yes.
You could have long hair in prison.
There's plenty of people. Charles Manson has long hair.
That's true. Like a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Well,
there's no dress code.
You can have a swastika tattooed on the middle of your head in prison.
Well, that's permanent.
You can basically do whatever you want in prison.
Sounds pretty cool, actually.
Except for go outside.
Can you play video games?
Yeah.
If you can play video games,
Anders, Jordans.
If you're Anders Breivik, you can.
Who's that again?
PlayStation 2. He's the
Norway.
Oh, yeah. That sounds pretty cool. He's got a PS2? That's
gay. He's got a PS2, yeah. That was his complaint, is that they didn't give him newer video games. That he has to play like Twisted Metal Black.
That's hard time right there. Yeah, okay, cool. Nick, what's you depressed or something? You upset?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Doing good?
I'm not doing that good, but I'm fine.
Yeah. I really missed you guys.
I know, man.
Yeah, this weather sucks, dude.
I know. It's a bummer.
Were you weren't here for that 77 degree day?
No, I was
that was the day we were cruising around Astoria, remember?
No, I was by myself on my bicycle.
I guess it was the day before then. We had that day out hang where we were looking at ladies' titties and shit.
Oh,
on the
street. You know what? We did hang out.
That's the best.
And then I biked to the Lower East Side and got a massage.
That's right. Yeah. It's like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes two of us then.
No, not I've gotten you didn't get jerked off.
Lower Manhattan massages.
No, I didn't.
No, I just get massages under 14th Street, Manhattan. Oh, yeah.
I get massages in Lower Manhattan. That's what I call my nuts.
You get massages under 14 years old.
We don't want you coming through to San Antonio.
Chickeny China, the Chinese child.
Oh, yeah, that's what that song's about originally.
Yeah.
Sex with a Chinese
child. Bare-naked children.
Bare-naked four-year-olds. Yeah, weird choice for the Shrek soundtrack.
Chickadee China, the Chinese children. You pull your dick out and they start a sucking.
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that one?
Just like that, chapstick.
Oh, fuck, dude. I think I'm going to go back to Baltimore for my mommy's B-Day.
Yeah. When's your mom's birthday?
It's Friday.
Oh.
But I'm going...
Are you in Philly this weekend?
No, next weekend.
Next weekend.
Next weekend, March 317, Saturday, Good Comedy Theater. Two shows. The first show's about to sell out, and if it does, we will add a third show. So come out and get your nuts sucked. And so right now, the 8 o'clock's almost sold out. Mm-hmm. Or the 8:30, then a 10 o'clock, and then maybe an 11:30. Stavi after dark, bitch. But yeah, this weekend, I think I'm going to go, you know, hang out, avoid my father.
Yeah. How much time are you doing there?
45 to an hour.
Yeah. I've been still doing that, the House of Blues show.
In Boston?
Like, yes. And I was like, you know, hoping maybe I'd write a new, at least 15.
Yeah, I know
beforehand.
What you mean.
I'd say I got about 10.
I feel the same way.
I really don't want to have to go in and do a bunch of old shit, but.
You also should catalog your old shit, though, dude.
I have been. I started organizing everything.
You should release a fucking special, dude. Comptown Records.
Yeah, all those bits about, like, you know, things like The Blind Side, very topical stuff.
People will
definitely remember.
You should do a CD of topical jokes you can't do anymore. That's kind of funny. And just release it for like a dollar.
2007 set?
My classic, we'll never elect a black man president. Or a woman. I'm still half right.
Well, I guess 3/4 right? You know, if you really break it down?
True. No, I guess.
I don't know. How does that work?
And then it would be 1/4 correct. If I say we never elect a black man or a woman for president, and we elect a half black guy, then I am 1/4 incorrect.
So 3/4 correct.
3/4 correct.
Which is what I said.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I'm the math genius, it turns out. I was the only one who knew the difference between median and mean.
The math genius with a tiny penis.
Oh, no.
Flipping the ruler to get the centimeters.
I do measure my cock in centimeters. That's well documented.
Yeah. Why? Because you're Greek?
No. Yeah, because you get more numbers that way.
Yeah.
You do bigger numbers when you go centimeters.
Yeah, you get one of those rulers with like picas on it.
Yeah.
Weird. Tiny inch.
Yeah, what's the smallest kind of inch?
I think
besides
millimeter.
Besides your penis, Adam.
My penis?
Is it pica's, right?
I don't know.
What is a pica?
It's a...
How you measure things in a microscope?
Unit of measurement for... No, because millimeter, that's all the metric system. But imperial numbers have numbers smaller than inches.
Than an inch.
Or units smaller than an inch. Mm. And I think it's pica's. I'm not sure, though.
To measure how long Adam fucks...
Yeah.
That's you can't measure it in a distance.
Yes, you can.
In light years.
Yes, you can. Each pump is distance.
Oh, how long the actual thrust is.
Every thrust. Okay. Yeah.
I'd like to know my measurements.
That kind of would be fun after every time you fuck, you see like
The analytics?
The analytics of how much, like...
Yeah, your KD ratio. Yeah. It happens when you're fucking 13-year-old boys online are calling you the N-word.
I'd like to see how long
I just got
my
sex,
pumps are.
Sex Have Live.
Sex Have Live? Mm-hmm. What do you got there, pal?
It's people tweeting me. They're receiving their T-shirts.
Oh, yeah. Someone told me they bought a couple Italian chromosome shirts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's great.
They're going to be strolling around town in them. Yeah. I saw a guy in a Cumtown pin yesterday.
Yeah, those
pins. Oh, yeah. Who made those? Those are really nice.
This guy, Charlie.
Yeah.
Strike Gently Co.
Mm. Yeah, they're like gold or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He hit me up a couple months ago about making them.
Yeah, I think he DM'd me that he was going to do it.
Can he make me a gold tooth?
Send us some. Yeah.
Can he make me a gold tooth?
Yeah, and make Stava a gold tooth.
I want a fang.
You should have like a little cum town in the middle of the tooth.
Yeah, I want a little splash of cum. Mm-hmm. My mom called me, and she was, because my mom works at a dental lab, and she found out I was toothless, and she was like, you'll never believe one time what one guy asked to have on his tooth. He wanted to draw a dick. And I was like, what? And she's like, don't do anything like that. She's like, my mom had to call me to tell me not to get a dick on my tooth. And I was, it was pretty fucking cute.
Yeah.
It's also, I feel like she's opening up, you know? I think becoming, having a cum podcast has made my mom feel like she can say whatever to me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, my dad was telling doctors and nurses about cum town.
That's really, how you get respect, dude.
For guys, everybody doesn't know, Adam had to go home to get a penis
reduction.
Correcting surgery. There's no way to make it bigger, but they thought maybe they could straighten it out.
At least make it look less curly and scrunched up.
I had a
most little scrunched up cock of all time.
I had a penis.
It looks like somebody like neurotically unfolded a paperclip.
But very small. Same thickness though.
Yeah.
But very small.
Well, I'm glad you guys like my new dick.
Yeah, it's kind of cute, dude.
Adam's lockpick set dick.
Hey, Adam, I forgot my keys again. Could you come over and kind of let me in, pal?
Yeah, it's true. Now I'm working on a bank vault right now.
You're one of the guys in Ocean's 69?
I'm in the girls' Ocean's, the new one with
your
Rihanna.
Dick is small enough that you're technically a girl, so you're the lockpick expert.
I'm non-binary.
I saw the, did you guys watch the Oscars?
I watched it.
Yeah, I watched the Oscars. I watched it with Mateo at the stand.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like guys love the Oscars.
Gary Oldman won for a movie that I've never heard of.
He looked so stupid.
He played Churchill.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know what the movie was, so it's like behind him is just pictures of him in like a fat suit acting upset.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is this movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looked like if they did a like British Eddie Murphy movie where he plays all the fucking like
the clumps.
It felt like Eddie Murphy. Like, yeah, remember that movie where he played the midget? Little Feet or whatever the fuck it's called?
Yeah. I don't know, but fuck the Oscars in its entirety.
The funniest part was when the makeup guy for that movie won because he made him look like Churchill, and it was a Japanese guy, and he's like, I want to thank Gay Old Man.
He looked stupid as fuck, dude.
Why just like that they, I mean, in Hollywood always does this.
Apparently, but he's Me Too, by the way.
He's a Me Too guy? A rapist?
They're saying that he's a bad boy.
Who, the makeup
Gary boy? Oldman. Oh. The Japanese makeup guy.
Come give me some pusaru.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess that's what it is they all, and, you know, everybody knows this, but it's like this industry just harbors pedophiles and rapists for 100 years. It's in a business built on literally raping people.
Yeah, yeah.
And then because they got caught, now they take turns going on stage, handing each other tiny little statues, going like, "We're at the forefront of stopping sexual assault." It's like, I'm sorry, but the people that work at Best Buy aren't raping each other in the stockroom. That's solely you. This is you doing.
You want to be the weekend manager here at Best Buy? By
we're
Don't
setting
Joe Frederico.
An example for the world by finally, you know, pretending like everyone else does the thing that we do.
Fuck, dude.
They're all pigs. They're all fucking horrific pigs.
Well, congratulations to Kobe Bryant from going from the one industry you could be a rapist to the other industry.
No, I don't know that.
Right.
There's a lot of question marks.
Kobe surrounded. F'd the hell out of that poor woman.
I like that he essentially won an Oscar for, like, he basically won a letter writing contest.
Yeah.
He wrote a, gave him a fucking Oscar for writing the best letter to the editor.
Yeah. About himself.
About an exit survey.
Yeah.
He wrote
yeah.
it. He filled out one of those comment cards about how it's real about the NBA.
And also, it sucked. Oscar. Did you see the actual thing?
The animation sucked. Yeah.
It was like the snowman.
The music was good. It was John Williams. And the letter wasn't bad.
Shut up. It sucked.
Fuck you.
Dear Basketball.
Come on.
You know. And there were some problems in Colorado, Dear Basketball.
No, he never talked about
that. It sucked. I was a whore accused me of something I did not do. Mm-hmm. So what? I helped myself to some asshole, even though she told me I could not. That's not my fault. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Basketball was fun. Gotta go. That was
the Jadakiss line. Why did Kobe got to put it in the ass? Or
yeah. And why?
Yeah. Kobe. Yeah. So anyway, congrats to him for being a double rapist.
And Frances McDormand seemed like she was like completely unhinged.
Yeah, on drugs. Yeah.
My girl gets fucked up on dabs.
She thought she was gonna really close it with like her like closing line, and it just bombed.
When the closer,
she's like, last thing, inclusion clause, and then it's just like, is the speech over? And then she walked off stage. It was weird.
I'm sorry, are you a fucking lawyer now?
Yeah.
You think that's in any way legal?
Is what is that?
Demand that if you want to work on something, you have to hire people of my race.
Yeah, I'm so race. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It's weird, yeah.
I'm all for it, dude. Get more cute fat boys. That's the
That movie wasn't that
Three
good.
Billboards is completely overrated.
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
I mean, it was an entertaining movie, but the way people were sucking its dick, it's like, this is not.
Well, because I think it was like rape adjacent.
Call Me By Your Name was the best movie that came out.
It was really good.
Yeah.
And I did not get hard a little
bit. Yeah, you did.
In the slightest.
Did you get any money?
My dick was asleep that whole
Did you get any money because they made your life story into a movie, Adam?
Actually, I didn't. Thank you.
Wow, dude,
so if there are any lawyers listening,
that's fucked up.
My summer in Italy was.
It's like, you don't deserve that kind of shit, dude. I haven't seen it yet, but I feel like it's you don't deserve those kind of sweet dickings that kid, that Timothy Chalamet got.
Timothy Charlemagne the God.
Shyamalan.
Yeah.
It sounds like
Timothy Shamwow Malay.
It sounds like he's pronouncing it wrong.
Chalamet.
Is his name Timothy too?
Yeah, Timothy.
Timofey Mozgov. Yeah.
What do they beat off in a peach in that movie or something?
He jacks off in a peach.
And then he eats
it? And then they gave it to a woman that jacks off in a fish. So
wait, did he eat
up.
The peach?
Yeah, he eats the peach.
His own cum?
Yeah.
I was at some bar.
It was the guy's cum.
There's a girl that like listens to the show, walked in, and she looked familiar, I guess, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Anybody talked to her. And she came and sat down, and she was reading the book. And she had like the Call Me By Your Name book. And I was like, let's go to the part where the peach part. And I opened the book and found it within like 4 seconds.
Whoa, you've got a fucking sixth sense, dude.
Yeah.
For fucking literature about cum. A guy eating his own cum, Nick can spot it, dude.
Yeah. Pretty quickly.
It's like when a dog can fucking smell cancer in somebody, you can find cum in a book.
Yeah.
You know?
Is the dog smelling cancer or peanut butter?
I don't know.
It's like you want to know how I found out I had dick cancer. It's my dog. I found out I had testicular cancer because for whatever reason my dog kept licking my balls and my dick just all day long. I was like, what is it, boy? What is it? Trouble down at the old warehouse? What is it, Lassie?
And it turns out my wife also had pussy and asshole cancer.
There's
also
a little boy down in the well that needs to get fucked. Just a guy running up to the well with Lassie and his dick covered in peanut butter. Where's that boy?
He's shimmying because his fucking pants are around his ankles.
Have you ever had a dog lick your balls while you're having sex with a woman?
No. So you have.
Never mind.
You have, and tell us the story.
Yep. This just happened.
Just recently?
I had a cat.
Icy's done
it. I had a cat lick my asshole.
Icy's licked my balls.
Really?
Yeah.
Like cats have shitty tongues, though.
Like a man in a Garfield costume.
Mm.
Yeah, while it's having sex with them.
Yeah, dude.
At Anthrocon a couple years ago. That was really...
When did Icy lick your balls?
It's happened a couple times.
Really?
Yeah, you just forget about Icy being there.
Yeah, dude. Dogs do that, and they're like, this is revenge for Westminster.
There's a portion where an English guy eats a dog's ass and tastes the better-tasting dog. That's part of the scoring system.
I was trying to write a bit for stand-up today about, like, you know, we're doing all this Me Too shit. When are we going to call out the fucking... that guy from the Westminster Dog Show that just touches all those dogs' balls. Yep. Probably the most horrific sex criminal in all of entertainment. Nobody's stopping him.
I might.
Why? Because too many people's jobs are on the line. That's why.
That's true. It's a whole industry.
Yeah, big dog show.
Do they actually like see how good their balls are?
Yeah, he smells it. It takes a big asshole and puts you with.
Do you weigh their nuts? Whoever's got the heaviest nuts wins.
Yeah, that's a different kind of dog show.
How much do you think your balls weigh if you put them on a scale?
My balls?
A couple pounds?
Nah, not a couple pounds.
No, it's the adult weight.
I think a couple pounds.
The adult weight of your balls is the same weight you were as a baby.
No, as a newborn. Yeah. I did have big ass balls as a baby, but they're even bigger now, baby.
Yeah.
So if you
No. I mean your entire.
So there you were.
Yeah. I'm 9 pounds, 7 ounce balls.
You're a big baby.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Minus 7 pounds.
Okay. All right. Like, well, we don't need to hear about balls. Guys, guess what?
What's
break
that?
Time, and I want to take this opportunity to talk to you about a new underwear
I love
I've been
it.
Wearing.
Does Mack it work Weldon? For heavy balls?
No. I mean, yes. They work for any kind of ball. Don't ask questions. You can contribute, but don't ask questions. Have fun. Say what you want. You know how to talk to your audience better than anyone else. No rules, but there are. Just don't use the word undies or talk negatively about it.
Oh, dude, you can't bar this part.
I'm reading the wrong part.
I know. Don't run this one.
No, it's fine.
They said don't say a couple words, and you said them. Bleep them out.
It's fine. No, you know, this is a kind of loose, you know, sure. Sort of avant-garde mm-hmm. style of marketing mm-hmm. that Mack Weldon appreciates. And
yes.
Is the reason they're the Mack Weldon. Only company willing to do business.
God bless them.
God bless Mack Weldon.
Yeah.
My heavy-ass nuts feel great in it.
No, they really are comfortable underwear, and it's much easier to shop on MackWeldon.com than our website, where you can buy overpriced T-shirts made with terrible... fabrics with atrocious design. Mack Weldon's website is very easy to use. It actually is a secured server, so you don't have to worry about your information getting stolen, which is not the case on Cumdrop, where you can buy a physical
Cumdrop. Shop is secure, by the way.
No, it's not. Mack Weldon believes in smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping. They're the most comfortable underwear that you can buy right now. I can't guarantee that in the future there won't be some sort of underwear that sucks
right
your
now,
dick. But right now,
that sounds good. Are they working on any prototypes? Yeah, of that?
I don't want to put their business out there, but they may be working on underwear that sucks your dick. They got a line of silver underwear and shirts that are naturally antimicrobial, which means they eliminate odor, and they want you to be comfortable. So if you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can return it, and they will refund you, no questions asked. Not only does Mack Weldon underwear, socks, shirts, and pants look good, they perform well too. They're good for working out, going to work, going out on dates, or just everyday life.
Everyday life, dude.
Sitting at home, watching, you know.
Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. You're all right, you know, video podcasts, whatever you're doing. So go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off using promo code CUMTOWN. That's all capital letters, CUMTOWN, MackWeldon.com. Check them out. And we're back.
And we're back.
Yeah. I did mention, if you want to, buy Andre's Steakhouse merchandise, because a lot of people, my policy has always been, if you want to fucking make money off the name of this show, go for it. I don't give a shit, you know? But there was enough people that asked, so I went ahead and I put up a store. It's cum.town if you want to buy those shirts, which the prices are high, but it's all drop shipping. and
what does that mean? Dropship,
third party fulfillment. So I don't see any of the merchandise. Oh, okay. I don't have inventory. You buy it. The cost of the items is debited from my bank account. Mm-hmm. It comes out of my bank account, and then can you move your phone away from?
Oh fuck! I keep doing that. My bad.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, the money comes out of my bank account, and then once it finally ships, then the difference is like credited to
me. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's been a huge mistake.
That seems horrible. Yeah.
Yeah, because now I have like a million different charges all over my fucking card. I have to pay taxes on all of that.
Oh, and fuck that!
Yeah, I have to pay sales tax now in every individual state.
You should use my guy, dude.
You probably owe sales tax too. If you get audited, you're gonna get fucked.
No, he does all the sales tax on his end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, something's causing this thing to make
Should we pause
noise.
And figure it out?
No, it's fine.
Is it still buzzing?
No, it just stopped. But okay. I mean, it's been fine the entire time, but it just started doing
it. I'm going to put my phone even further away.
I don't know if it's the phone or...
It's probably my heavy-ass nuts. It's probably my magnetic pubes.
It wasn't a problem on the episodes you were doing at your place, so I'll just say that much.
Oh, yeah, you're right. There's a new variable here. Yeah.
So my Star of David's.
Yeah. It's the mezuzah.
It's all my mezuzahs.
What is that? That mezuzah? That like lets other vampires know?
Yeah.
Ward off other vampires?
Yeah, it's just to say that the blood has already been sucked dry out of this place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's no real living creatures here.
Yeah. It lets criminals know that this is probably a house that's going to put up a fight. This is where some real alpha men
are. You ready to watch Death Wish?
The new one.
The new one with Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it going to be good, do you think?
I'm definitely going to see it. It's definitely
I read online that it's just a disgusting white male fantasy.
That's what I think
it
is.
So I will not be supporting that movie.
I'm not going to pay for it, but I will see it.
Charles Bronson was queer, so
Well, he's Mongolian.
I refuse to see a movie where a white man does anything except apologize.
That would be good.
Yeah,
Sway's in Death Wish. Your friend Sway.
My friend Sway,
mm-hmm.
who came up to me and was like, "Yo, I gotta say, mad respect for your shirt."
Black-owned businesses.
I do. Have you been watching Queer Eye, Adam?
Oh yeah.
Did you see the episode? Remember that episode with that fucking stand-up comic, dude?
That guy in Atlanta?
What a fucking loser. Dude, he had such little charisma.
How do you know he doesn't listen to comedy?
Dog, what do you want me to do about it? Yeah. So he put it out there. Like, those guys liked a cop that was a Trump supporter.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
A 30-year-old open micer has lower charisma than that guy, dude. It was brutal.
Yes.
And he's probably not getting any cheeks.
Well,
everyone else
he
got
made
cheeks.
Out. He kissed that girl at the end of the episode.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Was she hot? No.
No. She was the kind of girl that you'd hook up with prior to the podcast.
That's not true. I did very well. I just didn't fuck that much, but it was still quality.
She was one of those like Renaissance Fair kind of girls.
Oh no, thanks.
Yeah.
A Stav classic.
I don't know.
And it's not a Stav classic. That's in the Sula wheelhouse. Thank you very much.
The what?
Eldest Sula.
Oh.
Eldest was slamming some
I really like
horrific
it.
Horse back in the day.
I like a girl that smells like body odor. A nice, dirty laundry Renaissance girl.
He was dating some I think pastry chef that would eat his ass. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine eating Eldest's
Jesus
ass?
Christ. With the hat on?
Jesus Christ.
The Chef Boyardee hat on?
Jesus Christ.
That's the way I like it.
Fuck. But I want to go on Queer Eye, dude.
Yeah, you dress too good, though. You have good style.
Fuck.
Yeah.
And it's not going to give me a haircut.
Yeah, and they can't make you skinnier in three days.
Could. Someone sent me a post, I guess, on 4chan fashion advice. People were asking whether this show is a fashionable one, which is like, I can't.
What show?
Our show.
What?
We're fashionable. And it's like,
we are fashionable.
No. Actually, it was funny. They said me and Stav dress well, but you're a try-hard fat.
They're not wrong about that.
That's
you
not
basic
true.
And you try real hard to look cool.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
I'm quoting what they said.
You try hard by wearing Mountain Dew sleeveless shirts.
I'm not trying. I just think it's a funny shirt.
Yeah, it is.
First
funny.
Of all, this is not
That's
me
trying.
Saying. This
look,
is what the
you're
fashion
triggered
advice,
right now. Adam
this is
mad.
What the fashion police on 4chan
Adam is mad,
say?
Dude.
Yeah, you're fucking mad as shit.
Wait till April. That's all I'm gonna say. Wait till April.
I'm gonna be saucing so
good
in the spring.
You're gonna see my boy. You're gonna see me stunning and
whatever, dude. Oh yeah, because what you're describing.
Don't say it.
What you're describing definitely doesn't fall in. They couldn't spin that.
Yeah, they're gonna love that. They're gonna love my.
I guess their point is that you look like everyone else in Brooklyn.
Yeah,
which is what you're going for.
I don't know if I'm going for it, but yeah, there are a lot of guys that look like me in Brooklyn.
I'm sweatsuit
and like you too. There's not. You're not like a fucking unique. Like, look.
I'm not trying to look like anything. I just have clothes.
We all
Nick
sort of
has a very
same.
Nick has a very utilitarian.
We all,
Kmart.
We all.
I'm wearing moleskin pants from Amazon that I found because I googled
the warmest
what kind of pants to wear in Antarctica because I wanted the warmest pants I could get.
Yeah.
I'm looking like a cute little bitch in my all black sweatsuit. I don't know about you guys.
Champions back. What do you think's next? Everlast? Probably Everlast.
No, Russell.
Russell Athletic?
Yeah. No, Starter. I think it's actually Starter.
Starter came back a while ago.
Is it?
Yeah, Starter had a little comeback.
I don't know. I love Champion. I was always a Champion boy in my youth.
Me too.
I think they were like a cheap brand somewhere.
Yeah, it's sort of the
Walmart was
the Models.
For a sec.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's sort of the Models.
The XFL,
brand.
They were Champion.
Were they?
Oh, yeah. I just watched the XFL documentary. This shit was so tight. I remember beating off to the cheerleader parts.
I used
of the
to
XFL.
Have a Rod Smart, he hate me jersey.
You did?
Beat off to it?
There were some steamy parts of that shit, dude.
But for like 3 seconds on screen before they go back to the Las Vegas Outlaws versus the
I think you could find
LA
pictures of
Extreme.
Them and shit on the internet.
I loved the XFL, dude.
I loved it, too. I just watched the documentary.
It would be great if the XFL was like a more extreme version of the NFL. So instead of like the Washington Redskins, it's just like the Washington like N-word.
The XFL.
Hardcore.
You're only allowed if you beat your wife.
The New York Giant Faggots.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's pretty extreme, dude.
What else? What else? What could be more extreme?
Just more slurs that
yeah.
The Buccaneers are just like the straight up gun in the mouth rapist. Just toothless gun in your pussy and asshole rapist.
Hell yeah, Jameis Winston is a rapist.
It's the whole shirt takes name.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Gun in the pussy and ass rapist. The Tampa Bay straight up gun in the pussy and ass rapist.
Both swords that cut a slit in between your pussy and asshole so I can fuck both my goddamn arms.
The Miami Japanese guys that kill dolphins, you know?
Yeah, the Cove guys. Boys.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's extreme enough.
Is that not extreme
but
enough? Killing dolphins?
It's,
what if you fucking rape the dolphins with one gun in their pussy?
Well,
and
the
gun
Buccaneers
in their
are the rapists because Buccaneers are pirates, right?
Yeah.
So pirates are rapists.
And so this would have to be an extreme type of dolphin.
Yeah, it's an extreme. So the Sharks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
Which was the team on Any Given Sunday, the Miami Sharks.
They got to be gay, too.
Yeah, well, that was a pretty gay movie.
That was a good-ass movie.
The Cleveland Browns, just
about,
the same
name. The San Diego Chargers are the San Diego charging their Samsung Galaxy.
Woo! Yeah!
They're ready to blow up.
Yeah, that's good. We're not topping that.
Yeah.
The
49ers or the
this gold rush.
The full blown AIDS.
Wait, no, I was trying to think like
it's a prospector.
I was gonna say what year did the Civil War start, but wasn't that like also that
49? No.
69.
No, it was in the 60s.
No, the Civil War ended in what, 1960 or 1862?
64, I think.
I don't know. I have no fucking idea.
I think
idea.
It was 60 to 64. I'm probably wrong.
No, I don't know.
I think that's my guess.
Yeah. Shit's gay.
It is gay.
Fuck the Civil War, dude.
Sorry. Dude, yeah, it was in the 60s, bro. It was
fucking free love.
Yeah, free love.
Abraham Lincoln.
The dawning of the age of Aquarius.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What else?
It's the same thing as the Buccaneers, but with those little mining hammers.
Instead of the Cardinals, it's the Cardinals like that were just moved to another city.
Yes.
After raping 50 children.
The recently relocated Cardinals. The mysteriously relocated Cardinals. The Father John's on sabbaticals.
instead of the Rams, it's the Rams that... had a trailer hitch with a rope attached to the.
Oh, come on. Damn it.
The Rams.
Jesus Christ.
It's the XFL, dude.
Yeah, it is extreme. That is that. That's by definition
pretty extreme.
Most extreme.
Yeah.
What else do we got?
Seahawks. We're gonna do the Seahawks.
The Ravens.
There's a lot of birds.
Ravens. Raven Simone's nude pictures from the Fappening.
Now you've gone too far, Nick. Yeah. Actually, I would definitely look at those. Who am I kidding? I certainly would.
I thought you were against looking at Fappening pictures.
I mean, I'm talking body type.
Oh, body type.
Yeah, yeah.
If they were presented,
I'd fuck
to you.
Raven Simone. Is what I'm saying.
You would? Is she lazy?
How about the Atlanta Jonah Falcons?
They're just stuffed. Yeah, they're constantly.
Everyone has to have the biggest in their pants. Dick of all time.
Yeah.
I love that one.
The Denver White Broncos, right?
Yeah. Easy. Yeah. That's easy money, baby. Yeah. Perfect. Cincinnati Bengals.
How about the Seattle Seahawks, Suckhawks? I'm on a Seacock diet. I don't know.
What about Bengals, Bengali guys on a bus committing rape in India?
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Bengali's a type of Indian, right?
Something like
it's
that.
It's a type of person from Bangladesh.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I guess, yeah.
Who fucking cares?
Yeah, but you know, the same type of flavor of bus rape over there, I would assume.
I'm sure, yeah.
In Bangladesh.
I mean, it looked the same.
We got some more here. Come on.
All right.
How about
the Dallas Buyers?
Houston.
The
Dallas
Cowboys? All right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but what's the more extreme version of the Cowboys? You can't just say Dallas Buyers Club.
Something about killing Indians?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. What the fuck is this goddamn noise?
Is it the AC adapter?
No, it's something. It's like somebody's phone or something.
My shit. I threw my shit in the phone. I threw my shit in the river.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. The Houston
Texans
that are being executed for being mentally retarded.
Yeah, retarded.
Let's see. Philadelphia Eagles.
The Nazi eagle.
That's good.
It's that eagle.
Yeah.
Yes.
The one holding the swastika.
Yes.
The Philadelphia.
I like that we both had the eagle.
Yeah. And honestly, theirs looked a lot cooler.
It was cool.
It was more
just
Roman.
Just aesthetically, that shit was fucking tight.
Yeah. Well, Nazis had very good taste.
Yeah.
In people and clothes.
Yeah. Which race it should be around.
Yeah. Remember when Trump got elected, Adam, and you were legitimately afraid there was going to be another Holocaust?
Oh, that was a bit. Dude.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah,
there might still be, dude.
It wasn't.
Honestly, after driving here in the snow through that fucking Hasidic neighborhood, I could be convinced.
Go to Israel.
It was horrible, dude. These fucking Hasid bus drivers tried to cut across two lanes of traffic to make a right.
Yeah. I mean, then you understand it. Imagine you're trying to use the newly created Autobahn. Highway. You can go 130 miles per hour on it. It's filled with school buses. Uh-huh. Empty school buses. And
with
fucking
Hebrew letters
minivans cutting people off and blocking the bike lane.
That's right.
Well, you can't go faster than me if you have bike. It's not. I have to block the bike lane because I'm culturally spiteful. I have to prevent people on a bicycle from getting to where they need to be faster than me because I only understand spite.
Yeah, if you had caught me in those 10 minutes, I could have been radicalized, but I guess I'm back now. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm in the home of a nice Jewish friend of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I don't know. It's kind of light on snacks here, to be honest with you.
I could use a dessert, if I'm being honest.
I was pretty upset when I got over here and there was no snacks happening.
Yeah. Sorry.
Are there any cookies?
Come over for 10 minutes.
Are there any cookies?
A couple days ago and eat an entire bag of Lay's.
I did.
All and then leave.
Oh, man, you know better than to have that salt and vinegar.
I went grocery shopping.
That's gamer fuel for me.
Yeah, dude. And then you were like,
come over and eat your fucking chips.
Snactus, what is it?
Prima Snactus.
It's my house.
That's
you
true.
Can't Prima Snactus me in my own house.
Well, fat guys get Prima Snactus everywhere.
First of all, I've colonized your house.
Uh-oh, fuck. And I have fat rice... of Prima Snacks.
The sun never sets on my fucking empire. My breakfast empire.
Oh, fuck, dude. I really do want
snacks. I feel like Bob Evans should have a flag.
You know,
I've never been to a Bob Evans in my life.
Is that the Canadian one?
We should go
one?
To Bob Evans, dude.
Is it actually good?
No.
Okay.
But I'm down to have a little breakfast buffet.
Okay.
You fuck with buffets, right?
I like. Oh fuck! Come on.
I love buffets.
Yeah, but
okay. Okay. Sorry. You guys could go. I just feels nice to be back.
Yeah, I do love buffets, though.
Yeah, we should go to a breakfast buffet.
I would like to go to that kind of buffet. We should go to an Indian buffet. Weren't we talking about doing that?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
The one we went to on the Johns Hopkins campus. What did they do? They like, I bought some like endless tea and then they like took away the tea immediately.
Yeah,
what
was that? Yeah, that was bullshit.
That place sucked. And then we went back and watched Sam Hyde videos.
That was fun.
That was a great day.
There's a good one by me if you guys want to do the bonus on Sunday in Astoria.
In Astoria?
We go get a little Indian buffet.
Yeah.
There's some good ones in the East Village or the in Bellagio. Murray Hill. Is it in Murray Hill?
I don't know. You said it. You're the one.
On the east
it up.
Side, there's like a stretch of Indian restaurants.
Yeah, oh, but I don't know if any of them are buffets.
No, we need that buffet, baby.
I've been to a couple of like buffets, but they're like cafeteria style and they're fucking disgusting.
Yeah, this one's nice, but see what I miss about the buffets from Baltimore was just the size, the sprawl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here it's like it is a buffet, but everything's on three.
Oh yeah,
it's
dude.
Like crowded.
And fucking tech. With the places I used to go to with Cubist,
I can
was
only
like
imagine
balcony seating, so you could watch the other patrons of the buffet.
The fattest people were in the center, and everyone else gets to watch them.
There are a ton of Indians right in Texas.
I guess.
Randomly?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention to things like that.
I do. I like to keep lists.
Yeah, I know your natural enemy is a Jewish person.
Well, they are more wealthy than us.
Are they?
Indian Americans in particular.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Their average household income is like 110,000. It's like 100. It's over 100,000.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And they own every Subway. Have you noticed that? Indeed.
And Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, and Dunkin' Donuts.
When did they get into the Dunkin' Donuts game?
I don't know, dude. But they're crushing it.
I kind of want a donut. I want a lot of things, man. I want some desserts.
How about a restaurant called Drunken Donuts, and it's Adam's asshole that he parades around town and lets people fuck it?
That's good. I don't get the donut.
I don't get the drunken
donut
part.
He's a drunk whore.
I'm not much of a
and
drunk.
His asshole is the hole?
Is
the donut hole?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I drink
who wants to fuck my ass?
So it's a restaurant or more? It sounds like more of a food truck. It's more, like a roaming thing.
It's more of a guy.
Yeah, yeah, man. So we start calling Adam Drunken Donuts.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think that one, you guys have done some good ones. I think that one was maybe a little stretch.
Shut up.
He's just asking.
I'm
man.
Just saying. It feels good.
I said, how about?
Yeah. It's a question.
Yeah.
What is this hat?
Unless you're
about?
Coming with constructive criticism, I don't want to hear any of this bullshit.
All right. I'll say constructively. It had something with the drunken thing, but it didn't really make much sense.
I actually
how
think
about
the donut part's
no-nuts?
Better.
Huh?
Drunken no-nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, whenever Adam's drunk, then he becomes Drunken No Nuts.
Yeah.
My testicles.
The only person that doesn't have confidence
go back
when they're
into
drunk.
My body.
Damn. Should I get drunk and grab some titties?
I had a dream I was drinking.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, it's definitely cool to fall off the wagon.
Damn, I hope you don't, brother.
Yeah.
Don't drink, man. Unless you want to drink my cum.
No, thank you.
Are you sure?
Also, that's not alcoholic.
Yeah, it is.
I wouldn't. It's not like I quit drinking cum.
You're right. You still. I'm sorry.
I mean, I could theoretically drink cum and it wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
It's not like I would have fallen off the wagon if I drank a bunch of cum.
What if it was a really drunk guy's cum?
That's not how. Your body doesn't.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it doesn't.
Really?
The only thing
really?
That goes in cum is HIV.
What about. Okay, so Lou told me this smart guy if you eat a bunch of pineapples.
Yeah.
Your cum tastes better, right?
No.
So
you're saying there's black people coming up
no,
with that?
Yeah, who the fuck else is eating those pineapples?
If it was an urban legend, it would be about watermelon. But if it was...
How about a turban legend?
That's
you know?
Good.
Oh, it's Indian.
If you put Pop Rocks in soda, then you're going to get hate crimes because people think you're Muslim.
A genie comes out of the Pop Rocks.
Yeah, I was saying the other day, it's the Sikh thing is so funny that Sikhs... I had a Sikh cab driver.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they get hate crimes anytime
sucks.
Muslims act a fool.
Yeah, and they're funnier and cooler.
They're cooler, but also like Sikhs have like been at war with Muslims forever.
Yeah.
But it's like when fucking skateboarders like harass mall security because they just sort of look like police.
right.
A poor man with probably learning disability.
Yeah.
Fuck you, pig.
Yeah,
and he's like, I'm trying to save up for a PlayStation.
I'm just trying to make sure no one steals from this TJ Marshalls.
Yeah,
TJ Maxx.
TJ Marshalls. They do the same thing, essentially.
I like Marshalls and TJ Maxx, man.
I used to go there with my mom all the time. Get some Billabong t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Some Quicksilver.
And suck some hard-ass dog.
Because, you know, I was on those beaches of Las Vegas as a kid, just fucking shining tubage.
I watched the first half of Leaving Las Vegas last night.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
I love that. It was one of my favorite movies when I was a teenager.
Yeah. Yeah. Why, because you were drunk?
Well, yeah. I used to love watching it because if you watch Leaving Las Vegas drunk, you think it's a movie about the world's most charming
man. Coolest guy?
Yeah. I am back, and I'm ready to sign the check, baby.
I haven't seen it. I'm going to add it to my list of movies to see.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great movie.
It's a fucking amazing movie.
Maybe Nick Cage is best.
What's great is it's based on a novel by this guy, John O'Brien. Mm-hmm. John O'Brien was just some, like, I guess, screenwriter in Hollywood. But never really, I don't know, I think he had much success. He wrote an episode of Rugrats.
Nice.
That's the extent of his career. But he wrote that book, Leaving Las Vegas, and then they optioned it and were making it into a movie. And like 2 weeks after they optioned it, he killed himself.
What?
Yeah. But the movie's about, it's like a screenwriter in Los Angeles. The movie starts off and he's already just like a complete fucking like drunk. And he's like, you know, ruining business relationships and he's getting fired. And so he decides that he's going to just burn all of his shit and take the rest of his money and go out to Las Vegas and drink himself to death in a hotel.
That's
over
fine.
Like the course of a month. And
then
that's
he gets
out.
That's a good
out,
way to go.
Yeah. He gets out to Vegas and then, just starts, hooking
Elizabeth
up.
Shue.
Yeah. He starts dating Elizabeth Shue, who's a prostitute.
Nice.
Who then became an actress.
Nick. Oh, Nick. Come on. That's the same thing. Dude. We all know.
Chill out, man. Chill out. Shut up.
Okay. Yeah.
Finish your story.
Anyways, so then Andy gets a new toy that's an astronaut man.
What?
Yeah. And,
but what about the cowboy?
And Nicolas Cage gets jealous.
What?
Yeah, and so he connives to have Buzz killed.
That's fucked up
or whatever.
Does he get killed?
Is that I can't remember Toy Story. Is that Woody's fault that Buzz gets like fucked over?
I
somehow?
Think so. And then he realizes what he fucked up, and then they go back and save him from the
pizza restaurant,
or something like that, or
with the aliens.
Is the evil kid from Toy Story 2?
Yeah. No, that's the first one. Sid.
Oh. Sid, yeah.
Sid.
The evil kid who's being molested.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, and he's like kind of creative. He like takes toys and makes them into new toys.
Yeah.
He's like artistic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that movie's really about how we need to humanize products and consumerism.
Yeah.
And abandon empathy for people that might be eccentric. Yeah.
Andy's the bad guy.
Yeah, no, Andy's the good guy, and the toys.
Or no, yeah,
the expensive toys are the good guys.
Yeah,
not the kid who wants to damage those beautiful products with a brand identity.
Yeah, because you know Sid's parents were definitely going out and buying him expensive toys, and he didn't have like a sort of divorce kind of fucked up situation,
getting sucked off by the mailman.
Getting sucked off by the mailman.
Does that happen?
I guess.
Yeah.
I bet you there's mailmen who molested children. You know?
Children?
Probably.
Yeah, I'm hearing the speech impediment.
There's no
mailmen.
There's no speech impediment, children? Man.
Dude, that tooth is hilarious.
It's pretty funny. Yeah,
I'm so glad I got the iPhone 10 because taking pictures of Stav in portrait mode
it's gorgeous. Yeah, I saw the one you took the other day.
The Humans of New York one.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, how it's all like shallow focus. And it's like fuzzy in the background.
Cute. Yeah.
Looks really nice.
It is.
Take one in the snow, dude.
Yeah, let's go outside. I would love to make use of this fucking $1,200 cell phone.
Let's go outside after this. Take one in the snow. I want to get a fit pic to show all the bitches how cute I look.
Yeah.
I'll be at the stand.
I was taking pictures of my dick with a portrait mode.
Oh, nice. Just blur out really the head.
Funny. No, no, no. You just take, I take like nice glamour shots of my cock.
Oh, man. Did I tell you about the time I saw Elvis' cock full hard?
Who? Because Elvis?
Because he was showing me like, he was like, some girl was sending him nudes and he was showing me like her titties.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just kept scrolling by accident. And he didn't mean to. He's like, oh. And it was like his hard ass, like, for like presentation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, and it's pink as shit.
Looking
by the way.
The best.
His dick is so pink. And I know it was a fucked up angle. Like, he curved it so it looked like he had an extra inch. But yeah, just so hard.
Oh, yeah.
So
dick pics are all lies. All
very pink dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I did not appreciate. I got a nice tan boy.
Yeah. I used to, I took a picture one time where I was like grabbing it at the base, and you know, like, you could cheat.
Of course.
Like,
yeah, of course, because of you pull back your pubes. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And, yeah, yeah.
It, and you also it, stretch it out.
It makes my dick look like 13 inches long.
So yeah,
I used
yeah.
to send that to people.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's like, man, I hope we never actually fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
That would be like a huge disappointment.
Yeah, yeah,
for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You think my dick reaches my head?
Yeah. Oh, if you take a picture from underneath, it looks pretty big, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Underneath. I never go underneath.
Yeah.
I've experienced.
I always pull back my fat to give you that extra. If I did lose weight, my dick would be nice.
Anyways, so House of Blues, March 22nd. Show's already sold out. Come.town merchandise. Stavs is.
Yes, March 7th. Oh, yeah. Stabby Baby. Or it's buyfred.co/stabbybaby.
Just fucking buy a domain name. Who's going to remember?
It's my friend.
Buyfred.co.
I know. It's fucked up.
Okay.
Geocities.
Look, motherfucker, I know. It's just my friend.
Buy Stav shirts at stavsfriend.virus.ru.
March 12th is Funny Moms. We didn't announce the last one and we stranded Nick at it.
Yeah, dude. Nobody fucking came. That was embarrassing.
I was sorry about that.
Were you embarrassed?
It is
a little bit, yeah.
When you show, yeah.
Because
well, we had Damien on the show, and I, like, literally for months, I was like, Damien, you gotta, and he's, like, technically my boss, sort of.
Yeah, on,
and
on
he's also
Comedy
just,
Yeah, it is, I mean, they are all pretty, like, good.
But even not being my boss, I like Damien, he's a good comic.
And, you don't waste his time.
He doesn't, he doesn't need to fucking waste his time.
Were there anyone there? Max said he was there.
Yeah, there was a handful of people there.
Okay, so,
but, I mean,
we're gonna announce it on the show.
Petey said it was, like, by regular standards, it was fine, but we have a banger all the time.
They're usually great. So
we ended up owing the bar
March 12th. We did?
How?
Yeah,
because for what?
Because it's $150 to rent the space.
Yeah.
There was only $75 in ticket sales.
Oh, did you pay it?
No, the guy let it slide.
Yeah, you better fucking let it slide. He made those cocksuckers.
You knew
so
what
much
was
money.
Going on. I wrote them an email and I was like, I'm out of town. I told him why. So,
yeah.
We shouldn't be paying that, but anyway, it's a different story.
Anyway,
March 12th.
And that's the show.
We've already booked a couple comics.
And Andy Haynes.
Chris DiStefano and Andy Haynes. And we're going to book a couple
and that's
more.
That's the show.
And like I said, March 17th.
POC and wait,
March 17th WOC. At the Good Good Comedy Theater. Please buy tickets for that. Philadelphia. And then, yeah, baby, that's pretty much it for now. Suck me off.
Yeah. Oh, and I'll be at Umar Khan's show, I think on.
Oh, when?
In Baltimore?
The 5th of April.
Cool. It's a good show. okay, that's it, you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
That's the show.
All right, bye.